This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Galley. Here's today's headlines. CDFA by the numbers. From CARB to lobbyist. Tariff deadline today in ag chairs to meet on the farm bill. CDFA details fights with bird flu, flies, and fires. In an annual report issued yesterday, CDFA looks back on a year fraught with battles against pests, disease, and wildfires. Bird flu. CDFA officials have tested 1.7 million cows, nearly 1,000 dairies, while quarantining more than 700 farms and issuing 4.5 million pieces of PPE. The department coordinated 40 major research projects on H5N1 on the poultry side. California lost about 70% of its egg-laying hens from the outbreak. Fruit flies. CDFA declared 7 quarantine areas over the past year. That includes 128 square miles of Los Angeles County for towel flies and 159 for Mediterranean fruit flies. Its quarantine areas for the Oriental fruit fly spanned 4 counties and nearly 900 miles, square miles in total. To combat the infestations, the department and USDA released 441 million sterile flies. And there's fairs. CDFA lists 45 fairground emergency activations for 2024. 15 fairgrounds were used for emergency response. The state properties hosted staging areas, command centers, camps, and 23,000 responders. More than 1,000 pets and other animals were sheltered at 17 fairgrounds after being evacuated from fires and from floods. Former CARB leader lobbies for port regulations. Just a month after leaving the Air Resources Board, Davida Hurt was already actively lobbying for environmental interests at the state capitol. Hurt, a Newsom appointee, also served on the board of the Bay Area's Air District. The former CARB leader is representing Pacific Environment as a climate policy director in California. At the close of a recent Senate budget hearing, Hurt lobbied for more funding for CARB. She requested up to 15 more staff and $1 million to address, quote, the persistent air pollution problems caused by the freight industry. She described the shipping sector as, quote, largely unregulated, and said its cancer-causing emissions are worse than those of heavy-duty trucks and trains. Take note. Pacific Environment has pushed for enacting a volume cap on cargo to reduce emissions at Southern California ports. The advocacy group has also accused Cal Recycle of delaying its SB 54 regulations on single-use plastics and packaging. White House says Liberation Day tariffs could take immediate effect. President Donald Trump is set to unveil the largest tariff announcement of his presidency today, and what he has dubbed, quote, Liberation Day in America. But those hoping for some runway to prepare for those new duties may be disappointed. White House says the new tariffs will come into play immediately. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said yesterday, quote, my understanding is that the tariff announcement will come tomorrow. They will be effective immediately. An immediate application will likely rankle some of the ag sector. Industries have been calling for delays to adjust to any new duties, but the administration will be spared any real-time stock market reaction. The announcement is slated for 4 o'clock Eastern time today. That comes after the markets close. But exactly what the duties will look like is still unclear. It may have still been up in the air as late as yesterday afternoon, according to the Wall Street Journal. However, Leavitt told reporters early in the day that the president had settled on a path forward. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee Monday night. Senate John Cornyn of Texas told AgriPulse that the secretary briefly raised the tariff plans in that meeting. He said, my understanding is reciprocity is the principle. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. GOP ag leaders to meet on the Farm Bill reconciliation. The chairs of the Senate and the House Agriculture Committees, Arkansas Senator John Bozeman and Pennsylvania Representative Glenn Thompson, set to meet today. The two will discuss Farm Bill and potentially moving provisions into the budget reconciliation process. Bozeman told reporters yesterday, quote, "I want to sit down and again just see where we're at and what we feel like the best path forward is, recognizing that our farmers are in desperate need of help." Bozeman said they'll discuss potentially moving Title I provisions of the Farm Bill into reconciliation and other Farm Bill policy. RFK Jr. faces backlash over layoffs. Reductions in force at the Department of Health and Human Services have prompted harsh criticism from an array of public health groups and former officials. HHS wasn't saying anything publicly, but plenty of others were. Food and Drug Administration, as we've noted, is finished. Former FDA Commissioner Robert Califf wrote on LinkedIn. He lamented the loss of deep institutional knowledge and collective understanding of product development and safety. He added that, quote, "It will be interesting to hear from new leadership how they plan to put Humpty Dumpty back together again." Industry sources told AgriPulse the cuts in FDA, quote, were extensive. One person noted that the only person left in the director's office at the Center for Veterinary Medicine is the director herself, Tracy Fortha. The White House, though, the Wall Street Journal reported that FDA is a lead bird flu veterinarian. He was fired. So what's next? Well, Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who said Kennedy had promised to keep him in the loop about his plans, has scheduled a hearing on the cuts at the FDA. Last week, RFK Jr.'s short-term cuts of 10,000 were planned, including 3,500 at FDA. But a Senate ally of HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sees positives in the cuts. Kansas GOP Senator Roger Marshall said, quote, "I think the commitment is to make sure that we keep the mission-critical positions. At the end of the day, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and HHS, quote, will be much better and much more efficient." Groups seek funding boost for a USDA research arm. 60 agriculture, academic, and food organizations asking the House and the Senate Appropriation Committees for a funding boost for the Agriculture Research Service. In a letter to leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittees, the groups are requesting $1.87 billion for ARS salaries and expenses. That's a 5% increase from FY25 levels. The groups write, quote, "This level of funding will ensure that ARS can respond effectively to new plant and animal pests and diseases, weather and environmental stresses, and food safety and nutrition security concerns." The National Corn Growers Association, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, the National Association of Wheat Growers, and the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition are among the signatories. Here's today's final word. We respectfully request that you revisit these decisions in light of the millions of our constituents who would be impacted. That California Democratic Congressional delegation, in a letter pleading with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to restore funding for local food purchasing, school food, and emergency food assistance. They warn the cancellations and freezes jeopardize meals for more than 6 million Californians and the livelihood of 600 farmers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 2nd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.